There is an obligation for Ireland, not even withstanding what happened in Paris at the weekend, to meet 2020 guidelines. And the line spun by the minister is that there must be a greater investment in renewables, whether wind energy or some other basket of measures, if we're to do that.
OK, no one wants us to address climate change more than myself. No one knows more than myself the need. I've just come from it alone. And, you know, you see the danger and the threat of not addressing climate change firsthand in our own community here in the Midlands, where people are fearful. I saw it in other parts of the county over the weekend, where people are fearful of being flooded out of their homes. We must address climate change. But I'll tell you how Alex White can address climate change in a real way. He is actually responsible as Minister for Energy and Natural Resources for Bord na Mona. He's responsible for the ESB. He could knock heads together, and instead of the ESB opening power team were to flood at Lone and Limerick, that water should be funnelled and channelled into the reservoir that Bord na Mona have pioneered for the last decade in Garry Hinch. And that solves your problem. It solves your flooding. It solves the issue.
Well, it doesn't. Even if you were to remove all of the water that was proposed initially under those plans, it still wouldn't alleviate the flooding.
No, I'm saying to you, what Irish Water, not for the first time, have got it wrong. They proposed to build simply a pipeline from the Shannon to Dublin. That solves nothing, only ostensibly provides water for the capital. What I'm saying is, be ambitious. Don't be short-sighted. What they propose is to build the equivalent of building a one-lane motorway. It solves nothing. I'm saying, as part of a strategic, a visionary plan, an ambitious plan, get the ESB, Bord na Mona and Irish Water to work together. That's what Alex White should be doing. That's a real plan, a real strategy that has economic benefits, ecological and environmental benefits, CO2 benefits, and helps to address the flooding along the Shannon Basin that we've been speaking about since De Valera and the Ark.
Nonetheless, to come back from that tangent, you have put that point, I assume, to the Minister. You've put your concerns, as articulated by those in your constituency, to Minister Alex White about wind turbine development. And you've probably put the same case to Alan Kelly, who will be aware of it as a Tipperary TD. But nonetheless, we haven't seen these guidelines. When will we see them?
Well, you might as well be talking to the wall as talking to Alex White about wind energy guidelines.
What about Alan Kelly? It's his department.
Yeah, well,
he's responsible for publishing.
Yeah, well, OK, I accept that. But what I'm saying, in the first instance, Alan Kelly should not allow Alex White to face him down any longer or any further on this issue. He is the line minister. He should address it and deal with it. We were promised this for the last 2 years, and I now say that now is the time to deal with it, and Alex White should butt out and stop meddling in something that's not his issue and that's not his concern or area of responsibility.
But when you have put it to Alan Kelly, the Environment Minister, asking him why those guidelines haven't been published, when it's his responsibility to do so, what answer does he give you?
Yeah, I think Alan Kelly is doing his best.
What answer does he give you?
He's being blocked at Cabinet. He's being blocked by people like Alex White and others and other Cabinet
ministers. He has said that to you, has he?
Absolutely, no question about it. That's a fact. Everyone knows that. That's a reality.
He's denied that there's any rift between him and Alex White.
They don't speak on this matter. I mean, the thing about it is the idea of the two of them going out to Paris to solve climate change is the biggest joke of the season as far as I'm concerned. They can't even agree on this small issue of setbacks for wind farms. How are they going to save the planet?
But for a voter in County Laois who may give you a number one in a few months' time, they'll want to know, will you then support Alex White's position if you're forced to do so, or Alan Kelly's position?
Be clear about this, Will, and I've been on this for the last 5 years, not just come election time.
Granted.
I'm saying to you that the sooner Alex White is removed from the ministry that he's in, the better, one way or the other. We need a minister there who understands energy policy and understands sustainability and does want to do something genuinely, in tangible terms, about addressing the environmental issues as well as the energy issues.
But there are those within Cabinet, and there are those who very much favour onshore wind as a solution to our energy dilemmas. And if they are to press with that policy, and if you are in a position of influence as a TD, what action will you take?
Absolutely. I want to be clear about this. I do not support the current energy policy. I do not believe that wind has to be front and centre of an energy policy that is sustainable and addresses our climate change targets. I'm saying that we need more emphasis on bioenergy and other strategies, such as the Garry Hinch Reservoir. These are real tangible solutions that have economic benefit, ecological dividends and employment for people in rural areas, not the myth that surrounds wind farms. Wind energy has a role to play. but not to the extent that is being peddled by the Wind Energy Association and sponsored and supported by ministers like Alex White. I will not vote for that and will not support that. I've repeatedly called for and supported the view that what we need is an independent cost-benefit analysis of our energy policy, and when we see what is determined in that, then we know what is sustainable. Just as I did...
In the meantime, though...
Well, just to be fair, just as I did in relation to the air grid development, which we were told was imperative and must go ahead, and that has now been abandoned because air grid got that wrong as well. And we can overturn this flawed policy if we have people in the Dáil who believe that there are alternative ways to do it.
In the meantime, there seems to be a fracture within the Labour Party among those who feel it is a good policy to pursue and those like you who are opposed to it. And largely that seems to be an urban-rural split. So how do you see that playing out after the election in the formation of the party?
I think people in constituencies like Laois and Offaly and Westmeath and Kildare and so on are going to have to ask their TDs and their candidates, what policy do you support, what policy do you favour, and vote accordingly. And that's a matter for the public to decide. It's not for me to direct or steer them. There is a rift in relation to this policy, but it's not just within the Labour Party, it's within government, and it's between all parties. I've heard no one come forward from any party with the kind of proposals and alternatives that I'm putting forward.
Who's going to win within the Labour Party? Who seems to have the numbers? The Alex White camp in favour of this policy, or the camp that you're in?
I would say that the Alex White camp is currently buoyed up and on a high after coming back from Paris, feeling that they are now going to change the world and save the planet. I don't think they have the actual strategies on the ground to achieve that. I think it's a flawed policy, and we need to prove that, and we need credible alternatives such as the ones I'm putting forward here this morning. And I think, unfortunately for Irish rural dwellers and farms and families and people who are waiting for an outcome and decisions, I think they've decided to kick this one to touch until after the election.
Is there any possibility of those guidelines being published before the election so voters can make an informed view as to who they're voting for and what that vote will count for?
If that was to happen, there would be no one more surprised than myself. I've given up on any guidelines being published before the election.
John Whelan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.